I just graduated from the University of Derby doing a spa and wellness degree. I did this study because I have a friend who has ME and she's wheelchair bound and she's had some experiences in a spa, so I thought I'd investigate this for my dissertation for the end of my university project. So that's my background. So it's an investigation into the barriers that wheelchair users face in a spa. Accessible tourism, as you know, describes access for all to tourism products, services and environments, and it's obviously becoming more of a worldwide concern. Also focusing on people that don't just have disabilities, it's also for older people, families with young children, and maybe those who are obese. So why should you consider spa as part of accessible tourism? Well, the spa industry is part of the massive global wellness industry, and wellness tourism itself is actually booming at the moment. Wellness tourism itself is growing faster than global tourism, and it's worth... I've pressed the click button the wrong way. Can you go back one?
Press the red.
The red one, okay. Yeah. I probably touched it. Wellness tourism is where somebody describes as visiting a wellness destination as either their primary or secondary reason for travelling. And so spas are historically places that people have travelled to for social reasons as well as the wellness and healing benefits that they can enjoy. So we've got a few examples of some spas which are really tourist destinations in their own right. You've got the Blue Lagoon in Iceland, the beautiful Széchenyi Bath in Budapest, and there's the Roman spa town of Bath, which arguably probably wouldn't even be there if it didn't have the hot springs that have been enjoyed for thousands of years. There's some other destinations. There's the Széchenyi Bath at night, which turns into a bit of a party. And spas in the resorts are an attraction in their own right. They emphasise the hotel. So you've got the beautiful Six Senses in Bhutan in the top right. There's the Four Seasons in the Serengeti in the bottom left, so you've got a beautiful pool with the elephants. And they're also a key part of most resort hotels now. The bottom right is in the Maldives. So as we've been discussing for the past day, you've got disability rates are rising. About 15% of the world's population has a disability, and that's expected to rise due to, again, the ageing populations and all the health problems that are associated with living a longer life. So the study basically, it had to focus somehow. So we focused on mobility impairment, which was wheelchair users within the UK. And it's estimated that 30% of a population will have access requirements in their lifetime. It focused on UK wheelchair users that have used a spa. People can be dependent on wheelchairs for a number of reasons. So they're lifelong conditions or later developed neurological conditions or physical changes such as amputations. And you can also have temporary wheelchair use as a result of surgery or injury recuperation. Okay, so despite the legislation from global authorities and governments to promote equality and inclusion, wheelchair users are still facing barriers that prevent them from fully participating in daily activities. So it's been recommended that the barriers be identified and removed. So the barriers, we know of a few that are occurring, but not specifically to the ones in spa. So it has sustainability implications. The disability segment, as we know, is an important growing customer segment. There's the power of the purple pound, and the spending power alone of the UK disabled population was valued at 249 billion. There's a few other examples from other countries. The social implications, obviously, it's creating a more inclusive environment for everybody. So wheelchair users can go to a spa and participate with everybody else instead of not being allowed to go or sitting on the side. And, improving the environmental parts of spas will not just benefit people with mobility impairments, but it's hoped that it can improve everyone for pushchair access, people that can't do stairs, and everybody else that needs to access rights. So the benefits of spa for wheelchair users are quite numerous. So we've got treatments such as massage, will improve your heart rate and your blood pressure. There's been various studies on the actual medical benefits of spas. It's not just pampering and relaxation. There's the promoting sleep anti-inflammatory. Specific spa treatments such as mud therapy are really good for joint and spinal conditions. And there's WOTSU, the water massage, which is basically where you float in a nice pool and someone's massaging you in water, is really good for fibromyalgia symptoms. So spas really can offer wheelchair users a numerous health benefits. We know that there's existing barriers in other industries. We did a literature review which examined the ones that we found in aviation, dental practices, hotels, and the following barriers were identified in three groups. So you've got the environmental ones, which are steps, steep ramps, and narrow doors. The social ones are poor attitudes from staff and just lack of general knowledge and rudeness. And the information, I think we've found that today as well, there's just lack of information and very poor signage on the buildings. So we've basically, all the questions that we ask cover for every action that a spa consumer would go from trying to find somewhere initially through to arriving at the property, the welcome they receive, having a treatment, whether they can use the pool area, and then at departure, see how they were welcomed and encouraged to rebook. So there's the aims and objectives of the research to discover the three types of barriers that wheelchair users might find. So we snowball sampled some participants. I initially used my friend, and she recruited everybody else that she knew that had been in a spa. And we asked them, it was around an hour's interview, just having a fairly informal chat, just to tell me, you know, what barriers and basically all their experiences that they've had when they've been using a spa. So the findings for the pre-course, so this is describing from looking for a suitable spa in the first place right through to arrival. And the main barriers here were information ones. So there was basically lack of information on websites, and then if there was no information on the website, the wheelchair users would ring up and ask the receptionist, and the receptionist didn't really know the access of their own spa, which is quite worrying. They also didn't know the public transport accessibility either for people that didn't drive. They were relying on the trains and how accessible the stations were, and the receptionist didn't know that. Booking the visit, the receptionist also didn't know health implications of a wheelchair user having a hot stone massage, for example. They couldn't say whether someone would be allowed to have a treatment or not. And then also when they entered the building, the entrances weren't very well signposted. Quite often they had to go round the back and use a tradesman's entrance, which was quite humiliating. And this is the core area of the spa. So this is the arrival and welcome and the use of the facilities. The environmental barriers were quite strong in this area. So this is describing the narrow doors to the treatment rooms where wheelchair users would have to leave their chairs outside, making them feel very vulnerable. Quite a lot of the thermal facilities couldn't get a wheelchair in. They had narrow doors again. In the treatment rooms themselves, there wasn't enough room to actually get a wheelchair around the couch or have adjustable beds, which meant an easy transfer from the chair to the couch. And then the relax areas afterwards, where normally you go in there and enjoy a nice relaxing drink, there's facilities in there such as beanbags and hammocks, which were impossible for wheelchair users to use. They were just rolled and left in the relaxation room. The post-course, so this is departure and any service recovery if they've had a complaint. Generally, this was social attitudes. So if they've made a complaint, their complaints weren't taken very seriously. They were met with apathy. We're not accessible, so what? Nobody was appreciating just how much the barriers impacted on people's lives. And generally, the wheelchair users felt that they weren't welcomed back warmly. They just couldn't wait to get them out the door, like, thank goodness they've gone, and they weren't really welcomed back. So the summary of findings, the information, lots of lack of accessibility information from websites and receptionists. Sometimes the spa therapists weren't sure how to handle wheelchair users, where to touch them, and then the spa signing on the spa buildings wasn't great. The environmental, general inaccessibility of the spa building and the facilities, and the social barriers were the poor attitudes from therapists and receptionists. So So to improve the situation, we did have some feedback. To improve the information barriers again, websites need to be clear and detailed when they're producing their access information. They need to have local transport information on there for people who don't drive. And the staff really need to know this information as well when they're helping with inquiries. It's recommended the reception staff and the spa therapist, they need to know the implications of someone having a spa treatment, which will also benefit other common health conditions such as blood pressure that isn't unique to wheelchair users. I think everyone would benefit from the receptionist and spa therapist knowing what effect a spa treatment might have on general health conditions. And it's recommended the spa therapist should receive training in college initially, just to have a bit of a wider, diverse range of clients that they meet at college. Even just basic information as how to talk to people, aiding with lifting, ensuring that the wheelchair users feel stable and comfortable on the couch. The environmental barriers, it's just recommended that spa designers and architects should really design spas with wheelchair users in mind from the get-go. So they make sure that the doors are wide enough, they have accessible pools so they can consider having a lift or a hoist by the pool. And the social barriers, it highlights the need for the education of all spa staff in communicating and interacting with wheelchair users, and just having a bit more of empathy and understanding, which would just help eradicate feelings of shame and embarrassment. So the conclusion, the barriers encountered by wheelchair users are quite similar to other industries, but within a spa environment where people are more, wheelchair users are more vulnerable, particularly the social barriers. It's a place where you're not wearing many clothes and it's wet and slippery and you just feel a bit more vulnerable there. So that was my last slide. Any questions for the end?